Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, JAWS Merge Utility. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to discuss the JAWS Merge Utility. This is something that probably not a lot of people know about, or maybe more people know about it than I think. I just started using it with the last couple versions of JAWS I had. I'm very old-fashioned. I used to take my JAWS settings from the previous version, copy the settings to a different directory, and I would uninstall the previous version, install the new version, and then copy the settings into the new version by hand. You can still do this, but if you have a previous JAWS version installed, you can merge the settings with the new version. You can merge your settings from an old version into a new version. And this is handy if you've got a lot of scripts and stuff installed, as I have done. You can just merge them. You don't have to copy and paste and do any of that. So I'm going to show you how to do it. You need two versions of JAWS on your computer to do it. This is the first time I've ever done that. So I still have JAWS 11 lingering in the background until I get used to 12. Okay, now I'm going to show you how to get to the merge utility. If you are, if you've got the JAWS menu open, if you have JAWS running in a separate window, you do this via the menus. You go into utilities. If you don't, you, as I do, have it running in the system tray. Hit Insert J.
JAWS context menu, options submenu.
You've got options,
utilities submenu,
utilities,
language submenu,
language, and on and on.
Utilities submenu.
I want utilities.
JAWS tandem submenu.
Tandem. You can start a tandem session.
Merge utility.
Merge utility. This is what we want.
Synthesizer and Braille manager. Sound card submenu.
I have two sound cards, so I can switch between them.
Setting center.
When they're all plugged in. That is the setting center.
Keyboard manager. Dictionary manager. Frame viewer. Script manager. Navigation quick key manager submenu. Reinitialize authorization. Video intercept manager. Dot, dot, JAWS tandem submenu.
And that's what we've got. We want the merge utility, and there's no submenu
merge utility
or anything. I'm just going to hit merge.
Leaving menus. Sources preview podcasts 253 unplayed. 4 of 8. Select source directory. Select the version of JAWS that you want to serve as the source for the merge. The status line use insert plus page down contains the path to the source directory. JAWS version 11.0, 1 of 1, alt plus J.
And it brings it up. It's simple as that.
S awesome portable gaming console. MP dot dot.
iTunes is getting in the way. I'm sorry about that.
iTunes. iTunes. Sources preview.
Let's close that.
Select source directory. Select the.
Okay.
C program files Freedom Scientific JAWS 11.0.
There you go. If another program can get in the way of that, iTunes is notorious for taking up like the whole screen, so it was getting in the way there. Now, there's the path. I hit insert page down, got the status line. The list view that I'm in says JAWS 11, and that's what I want.
Browse dot 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 alt plus B.
You can browse if that's not it. What if you want, for some reason, an earlier version to merge with that?
Okay. Cancel. JAWS version 11.0.
And that's it. That's what we've got.
Okay.
So let's hit OK. And it will take my JAWS 11 settings and shunt them into JAWS 12. They'll still be in JAWS 11, but we'll have them in 12. This is so much easier than copying and pasting.
JAWS merge 0%, 0%, 0%.
And it will take it a minute to merge.
J-merge, merge process finished, okay.
There we go, it's done. And you hear the clicks and stuff? That is my sound scheme that I have set up for JAWS. And I just all I had to do was merge it with 11. Merge 12 with 11, and the sound scheme was there. I didn't have to copy and paste, like I just said. So the process is very fast, very snappy, and I kind of like it. So merging settings with JAWS, an earlier version, is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.